Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections, EAP.
I'm here today with two of my colleagues. I'm with Stephanie Dean, who's the Assistant Manager of Work-Life Connections, EAP. She's a licensed professional counselor, and with Ellen Clark, who's a licensed clinical social worker. What we would like to talk about today are some of the adjustments that parents and children will have to make when those kids come back from school now that it's summertime.
There are a lot of adjustments, Ralph. I know a family that had very firm rules about their daughters dating before going to college. And, of course, at college, you know, we don't have control over what our children do in terms of dating when they're at school. So when she got back, she expected the same freedoms that she had when in school. And this was very disconcerting to the parents. And it was a big adjustment. And they felt they had to reestablish what they could live with and the rules they could live with when she got back.
That could lead to some conflict, I would imagine.
There was.
And this was going to be some major adjustments taking place there.
And even in a less devout family, you might have similar issues with curfews, those kind of things. And in my own family, what I found is that we had to sort of renegotiate how the summer would work. Well, once my daughter came home, even though she had not had a curfew in college, we were able to negotiate, you know, that she would text me when she got places, that she would let me know where she was going and who she was with. And that worked better, although it was still a bit anxiety provoking to not have the same kind of structure and parental controls that I'd had previous to her leaving for college.
Right. We definitely have to give those up. Mm-hmm. Are there other adjustment issues that parents may have to make or expectations that children may have to change?
Well, I think that some parents think, well, you know, my child has been away for a year and they've had to do their own laundry and be more responsible. They're probably a little more grown up. And so when they come back, they'll do their own laundry. They'll be a little more responsible. But sometimes kids come back and expect to slide back right into old patterns where mom or dad does the laundry and they don't do much around the house. And sometimes parents can be disappointed. And so if there's an expectation of more personal responsibility when your kids get home from college, you need to kind of set those expectations either before or right when they get back. Because otherwise, I've heard from families, it's a difficult summer when you have one expectation and it's not fulfilled and you never communicated that to your child.
So this is a growing opportunity for both parents and children.
Mm-hmm.
How might they do that? What are some ways that they could actually go through those negotiations and, you know, work out some of that conflict before it actually explodes?
Well, I mean, clearly, communication is key. As Ellen already mentioned, it's important to sit down with children at the beginning of the summer or the beginning of the break and talk about these things. Talk about household duties. Talk about curfews. Talk about the things that concern you. And then I think as parents, we really have to pay attention to our expectations. We've all missed our children while they've been gone. I think we often have this expectation that they're going to be home and that they'll be spending time with us and telling us about all the wonders of college and everything that they're learning. And I think what we find is that developmentally, children are supposed to differentiate and they're very much in that process when they leave for college. So we have to rein in our expectations of our children wanting to spend a lot of time with us, and they are doing what they're supposed to be doing developmentally.
In fact, if we keep thinking about them as children, we're going to get ourselves in trouble. Mm-hmm. They're really adults in the making, and we are no longer the parent as a controlling force. We're the parent who's helping them do this growing, and we're becoming adult to adult rather than parent to child, which is a major change. Well, thank you very much, Stephanie. Thank you, Ellen, for your time on this.
Thanks, Ralph.
My pleasure.
Indeed. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. That health and wellness is all one word. Thank you again.